Good morning. High pressure will temporarily build into the region today behind the disturbance that brought some showers and thunderstorms to the region yesterday, and the tropical system, which is working its way up the East Coast. The result will be mostly sunny skies, eventually mixing with some clouds during the afternoon, and warm to hot temperatures, with highs reaching the middle and upper 80s, and in some cases even the lower 90s by mid to late afternoon. The humidity levels will also be high today, and the heat index will be in the lower to middle 90s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to what is now Tropical Storm Isaias, which is located along the southeast coast. The system is expected to gain some strength and move rapidly up the eastern seaboard after making landfall in the Carolinas. Well out in advance of this system, rain will begin to move into southern New York and New England late tonight, while the rest of the region will see increasing clouds with a chance of showers by sunrise on Tuesday. Some of the rain could begin to be heavy at times, especially in southern locations by sunrise on Tuesday. Low temperatures will drop back into the upper 60s to around 70. The southern part of New York and New England will see tropical storm conditions during the day Tuesday as Isaias works its way up and just about over New York City and western and central New England. Rain will fall heavily at times across the region, especially in a swath just to the north and west of the center. Flash flooding is possible, and also small streams, creeks, and rivers could rise to the point of bankfull by Tuesday afternoon and evening. Isaias will continue to move quickly through the region and western and central New England on its way out of the area on Tuesday night. Still, heavy rain will be possible for the second half of the day and into the overnight period. High temperatures on Tuesday will remain in the upper 70s to around 80 with the extensive clouds and rain. The heaviest rain will begin to wind down overnight Tuesday night. Still, some leftover showers are possible during the day on Wednesday. Otherwise, skies will become mostly sunny with highs in the lower to middle 80s. High pressure will build in behind the system and dry us out for the rest of the week, and we'll enjoy mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s on Thursday and Friday, and then back to the mid 80s with mostly sunny skies over the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Storm Isaias will continue to move north along the southeast coast and could regain hurricane strength before making landfall in the Carolinas tonight. Regardless of whether the system is a strong tropical storm or a hurricane, the impact should be similar, and Isaias will cause high winds in the Carolinas and potentially in areas farther north. Life-threatening storm surge is possible along the coasts of Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, and up toward the Chesapeake Bay as Isaias moves northward very quickly. In fact, the tropical storm is forecast to move through the mid-Atlantic tomorrow and through the northeast late tomorrow night and into Wednesday. Very heavy rainfall and life-threatening flash and urban flooding are threats along the storm's track through the eastern seaboard, along with minor to moderate river flooding. Moderate risks of flash flooding are in place for much of the Carolinas and mid-Atlantic through Tuesday as widespread rainfall totals of 3 to 6 inches are expected with isolated maximum totals of 8 inches. A few tornadoes are also possible ahead of the tropical storm in the Carolinas today and tonight. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 54 degrees with a west wind at 48 gusting to 54 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 31 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 70 degrees, the dew point 60, 71% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.90 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny, a shower or storm, lower 90s. Boston, mostly sunny in the lower 90s, and mostly sunny with scattered showers and storms in Buffalo with highs near 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low 71, the average temperature 78, that's 6 degrees above normal. Just 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday, 17.85 inches of rain for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 61. The record high 97 set in 1975, and the record low 44 in 1976. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with just the risk of a shower or storm and highs in the lower 80s. Increasing clouds with rain moving in overnight tonight in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, also the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, the Litchfield Hills, and interior southern New England. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Increasing clouds with rain moving in tonight, lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. Increasing clouds with rain moving in overnight tonight with lows around 70. Region-wide for Tuesday, rain, heavy at times, perhaps thunderstorms, and highs in the mid to upper 70s. More rain on Wednesday morning, then increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 80s. Back to mostly sunny skies Thursday and Friday in the lower 80s, and mostly sunny on Saturday and Sunday with highs back into the middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.